This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at epidural steroids found to be ineffective for sciatica, reminder for the upcoming ICD-10 codes, and finally a story about improved hand motor function seen after spinal cord injury by stimulating brain peripheral nerves. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. The HealthBeat podcast number 387, recorded December 7th, 2012. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Conclusions from a recent study found that patients with sciatica derive minimal benefit from epidural corticosteroids, which raised questions about the value of the treatment for this condition. Pooled results of 23 clinical trials showed a small but statistically significant short-term improvement in leg pain with epidural injection of corticosteroids versus placebo. Long-term effects were even more modest and did not achieve statistical significance. Epidural corticosteroids had no effect on back pain, as reported online in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The study concluded that the available evidence suggests that epidural corticosteroid injections offer only short-term relief of leg pain and disability for patients with sciatica. The small size of the treatment effects, however, raises questions about the clinical utility of this procedure in the target population. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. As we have been reporting in recent episodes, this is a reminder for the upcoming transition to ICD-10 codes. All claims for healthcare services provided on or after October 1st, 2014, that's October 1st, 2014, must contain ICD-10 codes. As you prepare for the ICD-10 transition, contact any third-party billing services that you use to make sure they are actively planning for ICD-10. As you reach out to your clearinghouse or billing service, you may want to ask, 1. Are you prepared to meet ICD-10 deadline of October 1st, 2014? And where is your organization in this transition process? 2. Can you verify that you have updated your system to version 5010 standards for electronic transactions? Next, who will be my primary contact at your organization for the ICD-10 transition? Next, can we set up regular check-in meetings to keep progress on track? Next, what are your plans for testing claims containing ICD-10 codes? How you involve your clients, such as my practice, in that process? Next, can my practice send test claims with ICD-10 codes to see if they are accepted? If so, when will you begin accepting test claims? Next, can you provide guidance or training on how my clinical documentation will have to change to support ICD-10 coding? And finally, something to keep in mind when asking your clearinghouse or billing service, do you anticipate any pricing changes for your services due to the switch to ICD-10. If you do not currently use a clearinghouse or billing service, you may want to enlist one to help you with your transition. Consider asking other healthcare providers in your area if they have established relationships or contacts they recommend. Act soon so you have plenty of time to select a service that best meets your ICD-10 coding needs and budget. Investigators have demonstrated that stimulation of the brain's motor cortex and peripheral nerves in paired pulses can improve hand motor function after an incomplete spinal cord injury. This according to a recent study in the journal Current Biology. The researchers compared 17 patients with a chronic cervical spinal cord injury with 14 participants in a control group. They directed electrical stimulation to the peripheral nerve in the wrist controlling hand muscles and the brain's motor cortex in paired pulses. The pulses were given 100 times during a 17-minute period. In both groups, there was an increased corticospinal transmission lasting up to 80 minutes. Hand muscle activity, strength, and manual dexterity were improved when pulses from the brain's motor cortex were paired to arrive at the spinal cord 1 millisecond to 2 milliseconds before pulses from spinal cord neurons, according to the recent release of the study. These findings are the first demonstration that spike timing dependent plasticity of residual corticospinal motor neural synapses provides a mechanism to improve motor function after spinal cord injury. Modulation of residual corticospinal motor neuronal synapses may present a novel therapeutic target for enhancing voluntary motor output in motor disorders affecting the corticospinal tract. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Marcus Tullius Cicero. I am not ashamed to confess that I am ignorant of what I do not know. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglin.
Once you dream like a young man.